Commissioner Hoffer, could you move to special committee reports, please?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to special committee reports.
Without objection.
April 29, 1989, Committee on Committees Report, Mr. President. Your Committee on Committees has met and submits to the Senate for its consideration the following changes to the Committee on Committees Report dated January 9, 1989. Senator Rohde will replace Senator Zemanski as Vice Chair of the Judiciary Committee. Senator Zemanski will replace Senator Adams as Chair of the Committee on Rules and Affairs Committee. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chair, concurring Senators Curtula, Frank, Strzelewski, and Duncan.
Senator Hoffer?
I move that the Committee on Committees Report be adopted.
And is there somebody to place a call in the Senate? Senator Hoffer?
I'm not going to call.
Senator Strzelewski?
Remove my call.
Call on the Senate has been moved. There is a committee report in front of us. There is a motion to adopt the Committee on Committee Report. Is there any discussion? Senator Hoffer?
I'd just like to congratulate you, Mr. President, on further diluting the majority that the voters gave you.
Further discussion. Senator Euling?
Call the Senate.
Senator, there is a call of the Senate. Senator Stannity, Senator. You're maintaining the call? Call has been removed. There is a report on our desk, adoption of the Committee on Committees report. Question being, shall the Committee on Committees report be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so the Committee on Committees report has been adopted. Messages from the House.
Message dated April 29, Mr. President, the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill number 100 Finance, making appropriations for the operating loan program expenses of state government effective date, namely Senate CS for House Bill number 100 Finance, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with a like committee from the Senate to consider the two bills. Representative Larson, Chairman. Representative Hoffman. Representative Rieger.
Senator Hoffer.
I move that the Senate recede from its amendment to committee substitute for House Bill number 100 Finance, thus adopting House Bill 100 Finance, and recommend the body vote yes. The House bill is lower than the Senate.
There's Strzelewski.
Mr. President, in all seriousness, I would recommend that the body vote no.
Senator Coghill.
I agree with the majority leader. I think, as minority leader, why I think that we ought to vote yes on the bill, because this is going to be the headlines that's going to be in the paper, and it says, ruling party rams budget past opposition, and that's what you're going to see in the newspaper tomorrow.
Question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 100 Finance? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So the Senate has refused to recede from its amendments by a vote of 3 yeas and 14 nays. I will at this time appoint a conference committee on committee substitute for House Bill 100 Finance, made up of Senators Binkley, Euling, and Duncan. Senator Strzelewski.
Yes, I would call for a majority caucus, if so we could. I would move that we recess for till the call of the chair for a majority caucus.
The idea is to get right in there and get right back here if we can. Senate stands in recess. Senator Hoffert.
The
Senate Majority Organization did select Senator Pat Rohde to serve as Majority Leader. Senator Hoffert.
Thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Without objection, the Senate stands adjourned.